Hi, welcome to another edition of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I'm Brian Aldridge. And I have my crew back this week. Co-host Carlina sits next to me. Producer Karate Brian sits across from me. And magic happens. We discuss how their vacation to the Ricos went and the Mandela effect. Are things changing or are egos growing? Hope you enjoy. And another episode of Family by Law with Brian Aldridge is underway. This week, good news, we have a co-host back.
Hello.
Some would say last week was...
Chaotic. Unregulated. Insanity.
And for the first time, Jeffrey Epstein Island made an appearance on Family by Law with Brian Aldridge.
Yeah.
Discussed that in length. This week, we have the co-host back. She was serving her one-week suspension. the HR department here caught her gambling.
Oh, my God.
On Rocky fights. And we're like, come on.
Come on.
They happened 30 years ago. this week, we're going to get back in the swing of things.
The swing of it.
Although, it was sort of cathartic, if I'm using that word correctly. Even if I'm not using that word correctly, it was cathartic.
Okay.
Recording a podcast on my own last week, because I wasn't completely alone. Carlina's mother, by law my wife, was supposed to join in the second half. She kind of chickened out. So we just decided to do me, both segments solo. And I can talk into a microphone, and I'm funny. And I can go a train of thought pretty good. But if you leave that unchecked for north of 90 seconds, somehow Bill Clinton's name is going to come up. And I can't really explain it. Maybe it's a sleeper cell thing. But Bill Clinton got mentioned, the Holocaust. You typically don't want those two things back to back in a podcast. But we did it. We buried it.
On the same episode.
Same episode. Same segment.
Yeah, same 5 minutes.
Stephen Hawking's made an appearance.
Oh, yeah.
Make-A-Wish kids.
Yeah.
Nobody was safe.
No, they were not.
This week, though, everybody's safe.
Yeah.
We're going to do a topic, and we're going to stick to it. So how was your week off, Carly?
It was good. I went on a vacation to the Ricas.
Oh yeah, you guys were. It was either Costa Rica or Puerto Rico.
Both.
One of the Ricas.
Went over there for a little bit. Saw how beautiful it was. Came back.
Is there a lot of Puerto Ricans in Puerto Rico?
There's one or two, I would say.
Would you say more or less than Tampa?
I'd say less.
Wow.
Demographically,
you know what?
Wise,
it's probably raw numbers.
Yeah,
I bet
it is. Demographically wise, it probably is less.
Kissimmee,
Orlando has
more
Puerto Ricans than Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
I think that might be true.
Even if it's not, let's not. We're not doing fact checks and stuff today, because we're having a. This is a. Oh yeah, we didn't get to make you. I want to get you on tape saying something problematic.
Oh no, you didn't get enough of yourself last week.
The whole so we can bury it and put it to bed because it's not even relevant after this airs. Did you watch the women's basketball national championship game?
I did not.
What's your hot take on that?
My hot take is that the winning team can say whatever they want.
I got you.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with what you're saying.
Yeah. The winning team just gets, they can be loud and proud all they want.
All right.
Yeah.
So, Bud Light.
Bud Light. What's going on with Bud Light?
Bud Light is now the gay beer.
Oh.
Yeah.
But don't, like, all companies run, like, a pride campaign and support gay people and stuff?
Well, this one had a rainbow on the can.
How could they?
That was too much.
They took it too far.
And I jokingly, I did a show Easter Sunday at McCurdy's Comedy Theater.
Sounds like a super democratic crowd.
It was good. It was a good crowd. We had a good time. And I jokingly backstage told the other comedians on the show, hey, I'm going to go out and do a bit about Bud Light being gay.
Yeah.
Like, jokingly saying that. And then, but that, you know, about manifesting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I definitely put it out into the universe. I don't get heckled ever.
Yeah.
It's just I'm such a strong alpha male with energy that says, you know, hey, listen to when this guy talks.
Yeah, I'm sure that's it.
But I do a doing a little crowd participation bit. I'm trying to get them riled up. I'm like, all right, I'm going to ask a question. If you know the answer, you can yell it out. And a lady just goes, I'll know the answer.
Oh, okay. And she was confident.
And I was like, all right, what's going to be the answer?
Yeah, what's the answer?
And she's like, just telepathically like that? And I'm like, yeah. And she just yells, San Francisco.
Oh.
And I have one of two options now.
You can either make it right.
I can
right.
tell her she's wrong.
Yeah.
And go on with what I had planned to ask. But I looked shocked and said, oh my God, you're right.
Oh my God.
The question was, which city has Bud Light as their number one beer?
Oh.
And the place erupted with clapping. And that's when I know I'd made a mistake.
That's when you had known.
I was like, well, there's no turning back from here.
Too much clapping.
There's no turning back from here. We have to go.
You got too good of a response from that joke.
I was a whistle away from just getting a Let's Go Brandon chant started in that audience. So, good show.
Terrible crowd.
Great crowd. A lot better crowd. A lot better crowd than one who's going to sneer and go, that was problematic.
Okay, that's true.
I'm offended on behalf of the person who just, here's the deal. If you have blue hair, don't come to my show.
But that crowd.
If you have blue hair, don't come to my show.
That's fair.
You're not going to have a good time.
But that crowd, if you had said something referring to the other side, like against their political views, they would have also been upset with you.
Here's what I'd like to know.
Okay.
When did a beer can become a political point of view?
Exactly. That's a good question.
What they were clapping at was my ability think on the fly.
Were they?
Yes.
Okay. We'll go with that.
100% sure.
When did a beer can stop being a political perspective?
Don't tread on me. So Second Amendment, where are you at on this? Just trying to ease in lightly. There was a shooting today at a bank.
There was?
Yeah, why not?
Can't keep up with
Louisville.
Them. Another
one? Which is weird because there's hardly ever any crime in Louisville, Kentucky.
Never.
So, I think they lead the nation in the homicide rate now. That's pretty something to be proud of.
Thought it was Detroit.
Nah, Detroit. Detroit's already killed everybody.
Oh, they killed everyone they
Chicago
can.
Was having that same problem. Chicago was running strong year after year as the homicide capital. But they just kept, they killed off too many people.
They killed them too quick.
Now here's what happens, you lower your numbers, now you lower your per capita.
You gotta pace yourselves. Yeah. Pace yourselves with the killings.
Yeah. So this was an old bank employee shot up a bank.
Oh, they used to work there?
Probably.
Oh.
I don't really have all the information.
Oh.
So we got the Second Amendment. We got gay beer cans.
Gay beer.
Hot takes on... you know, there was a racial element to that women's basketball match, right?
Which one was a different race?
The bad one. The one that won the game at the end.
But she won.
Yeah, but she was... she.
Her
she
team was winning. She can say whatever she wants.
Carlina.
Okay.
She did it without class. No.
How could she?
She did it without class.
I don't care. I still stand on, if your team is winning, you can say whatever you want.
And then it comes back on you.
Mm,
and
of course.
The girl who got the trash talk, like the girl she was trash talking was just like, eh, that happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like you shouldn't care.
But then like people who like, you know, the type.
The type.
The type that religious but doesn't go to church type.
Yeah. They go. Know? Yeah. Yeah. I get it.
Like if someone's honking, like they get. They're never the person honking the horn.
Uh-huh.
They're the person getting the horn honked at them.
Yeah.
They are the honky.
The honky.
And they were up in arms.
Were they? See, but were they up in arms when the white girl had done it the first time?
No, because she was finally showing some excitement. She was just... She was white.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that.
I overlooked that. Yeah. I should have paid more attention.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And no, I saw a Facebook post about it. This was my circulation of knowledge. All right. I saw a Facebook post about what was the black girl's name?
I don't Angel know. Reese.
What was it?
Angel Reese.
Angel Reese. That's a cool name. Anyway, so Angel Reese, I had seen her. It was a quote and her talking about how she was just playing the game. She didn't deserve the hate and that she thought that everyone played well. That was my circulation of knowledge.
Ah.
Now knowing about more, I feel like she should have said way worse.
Absolutely not. She followed the girl around the court and taunted her specifically.
No, I mean in like the publicity quote, like she should have been like, "You guys realize this is a game, right?"
I guess.
I mean, I guess it's not like good for PR and her stance.
There's a target on her back. There's a target on Caitlin Clark's back. Like you trash talk like that.
Uh-huh.
And I hope it puts eyes on her and she's able to make some money.
Yeah, for sure.
NLI money.
Get a Nike deal while you're at it.
We'll see.
No. Yeah, but no, I don't know. I feel like that's just how sports goes, man. You win some, you lose some, you get taunted.
But you gotta be careful how much you taunt.
Respect.
Because it's all fun and games. Hunting is fun and games until the rabbit gets the gun. You know what I mean? Like,
that's fair.
So you just. Just as long as you can take as well as you can dish out, I got no problem with it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, Michael Jordan, for, like, the most extreme case. Michael Jordan...
Let's pump the brakes.
What?
Okay, go ahead. There's been one of him ever, but...
That's what I was going to say.
All right, go ahead.
Michael Jordan trash-talked a lot, I'm sure. I just assume.
I feel like he might have earned it. Go ahead.
I'm not saying he didn't, but I'm sure he trash-talked a lot. And the few times that anybody could humble him, they probably trash-talked him right back.
No, the opposite.
Oh.
The few times people trash-talked him, he humbled them.
Oh, okay. Well,
like,
either way.
There were whole players that would
you
be
win
like,
some, you lose some.
There were great players that would be like, I don't care if I had 40 points when we were playing the Bulls. I kept my mouth shut the whole time.
Win some and lose some.
All right. So let's get on to the topic we've decided for the show. We're going to go with the Mandela effect.
Mandela.
Here's why. I have TikTok.
That's it.
Of my TikTok videos have been Mandela effect. And you sure about that? You sure about that? And I don't think we can fill an hour.
I disagree.
You sure about that?
You sure about that?
But we can give the Mandela effect a shot.
I believe so.
Now, I'll do a quick recap in case you are lucky enough to not know what we're talking about. The Mandela Effect is a cultural, psychological phenomenon in which Nelson Mandela died in prison. He was dead. Everybody knew he was dead. And then, like, out of nowhere, they're like, oh, you know Nelson Mandela got out of prison 10 years ago?
Yep. And he died in 2013,
died
not
in
2013,
not in the 1980s.
Not in prison.
He died around the time Morgan Freeman took off.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah.
I think Morgan Freeman. I hope someday he plays Nelson Mandela.
Isn't he too old now?
Yeah.
But he's Morgan Freeman.
So here's the gist of the Mandela effect. That all of humankind is remembering things differently than they appear. There's things like the Bernstein Bears or the Bernstein Bear. If you're familiar with the Mandela Effect, you know that it is stuff. Now, sure, we'll throw our favorite ones in and out, but I'd like to get into more of a discussion.
Okay.
Is this thing someone went and screwed up a timeline and things are different, or have we as people developed an ego so large that rather than admit we don't remember something correctly, we say someone went back in time, split the universe, and caused it to change?
Although I like that theory, I go with a third theory.
Okay.
And my third theory goes off of a Stephen Hawking theory.
Stephen Hawking made an appearance in the last episode of Family by Law.
It was foreshadowing. That there are multiple universes.
Univi.
Spread across the galaxy. And every time in those universes that a decision is made, it splits off into another universe where there was a yes or a no.
Do you think he ever wants to find the decision that made him into the wheelchair guy?
I mean...
Like, you know what I mean? Like, if he's just like, which one thing?
What if he did?
Well, then he preferred to be in the wheelchair?
Maybe he liked it like that.
All right.
He knew way more than us.
Yeah, you don't gotta get up to pee.
Yeah. But, so, like, you know, you take your simple, do you want pepperonis on your pizza? Yes or no? And then you have a universe where you said yes, and a universe where you said no. And then all of those decisions going forward split off into millions and millions and millions of universes.
Univi.
In his theory, as those universes grow and as those universes dissipate, they start to form together. So you have a universe where, for example, in their universe, a decision was made where Nelson Mandela died in prison. And in our universe, a decision was made where it led to Nelson Mandela dying in 2013 in his house. And so these universes start to come together and they start to overlap. And then we have some people from universe 1 and some people from universe 2 that are like, no, I distinctly remember it, or no, I distinctly remember it this way, or I know it was supposed to be this way, and you start to get lost in the mix of it. And so we all come together and make a new universal decision that we're going to have the Mandela effect, where some people remember things one way, and some people remember things the other way.
All right. That's been the Mandela effect. See us next week when we talk about other stuff. I think it's just our egos are out of hand.
I mean, I also think it definitely plays into that, because your brain can only remember things accurately for about 45 seconds, and then it starts to change facts.
Also the internet, where you could go back and check stuff.
Yeah.
Because if we just all agreed that Ed McMahon worked for Publishers Clearing House and put a check on your door. Like, uh-huh. He showed up to your house. There were commercials.
Didn't he do that?
No. That's one of the Mandela effects. Ed McMahon never worked for Publishers Clearing House.
Or was it just the commercials?
No, he didn't even do those.
What?
Yeah. So, it would be... But now, before the internet, we just had that common memory, and we're like, oh yeah, that used to be cool, man. Oh, a friend of mine was in one of those commercials. Like, you just make stuff up. You just make stuff up and add it to the story. No one's going to ever check you.
Yeah, I think that's true, and I think that's fair. I mean, that's how, like, folklore came a thing.
Yeah.
They basically had one story, and they were like, oh, this guy fought a guy that was bigger than him.
And yeah, then and now we have David and every Goliath. Sunday. We go to church every Sunday and say, yeah, he came back to life. It was pretty wild.
Yeah.
Back in the day, it was just, like, his friends were like, no, dude. They were, like, telling stories. No, he walked on water. It was
crazy. You guys should have seen it. He just walked through it. Yeah. I also like to think about, throughout history, how much things that we understand now on a conceptual basis that they just didn't understand. Like, imagine someone being like, oh, I walked on water, but they just didn't understand refraction of light and just that it looks like you're walking on the water.
I was going to say, why don't you describe for the audience what refraction of light means?
When there's water and the light waves bounce off of it and make it look to your eyes like it's flat surface.
Like the Earth.
Yes.
Okay.
Think about, like, I mean, imagine how easy it would be to convince somebody that you're a witch just because, like, they made you soup and now your throat doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then they put it in a pot. It's a cauldron. I think we just found the answer to witches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, for these Mandela effects,
mm-hmm.
you're in your 20. You're 20. You're 19?
19
you
still.
You should be 20.
Okay.
What do 20-year-olds, do they even, because I watch TikTok.
You do? You're hip.
And they got 20-year-olds on there like, dude, bro, fam.
Oh, yeah.
No cap.
That's what the 20-year-olds are saying?
No cap on God.
Maybe I'm not 20.
Be for real for real.
Be so for real.
Be so for real.
BFFR.
Bro. Sinbad was a genie in a movie called Shazam.
See, that one really gets me, because I swear I remembered that happening.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't.
It didn't.
Last couple of days, I got hit hard with a couple.
What were yours?
But, and it's part of why we can discuss what is and is not the Mandela effect.
That's true.
It's just thinking you know something that you barely know.
That's true.
And then putting it as a certainty in your mind.
That's true.
There was a book that you read several times as a kid. What's only the title of the movie? Or the book?
The book? A Diary of a Young Girl,
that's
Anne Frank.
That's it. Diary of a Young Girl.
Yes.
That's Anne Frank's diary.
Yes.
If you ask 100 people who've never read it.
Yeah.
They'll say, oh yeah, The Diary of Anne Frank. That's the title of that book.
Yeah. But it's not.
But they've never read the book.
Yeah.
But they're certain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've read the book.
Multiple times.
And so, now this could be where you just kind of assume, even though you are wrong.
Yeah.
Here's one I can't get past.
Okay.
I wore Fruit of the Loom Tidy Whitey underwear as a little kid.
The cornucopia one?
The cornucopia.
Cornucopia.
That thing's in there. I swear to God. I wouldn't even know what a cornucopia is if it weren't in the logo.
I remember. Like, I swear.
The guy from Monopoly, does he have a monocle or does he?
No, but that's one where I remember.
Yeah.
Like, I played Monopoly as a kid, and I'm like, he's never had them. The planter, they confuse the Monopoly guy with the planter's peanut, who does have a monocle.
Yeah.
I thought it was the Pringles guy, but he doesn't have one either, right?
He's got glasses.
Well, now I'm confused.
Yeah. Are we finding a new Mandela effect?
Hopefully not. Can't handle him anymore. But yeah, the Monopoly guy is one where I'm the weirdo, because I don't ever remember him having a monocle.
See, I do, but only on certain edition ones.
Your mom almost threw me out of the house yesterday over Tinkerbell.
What's up with Tinkerbell?
She's like, they're like, no, Tinkerbell, before a Disney movie, will come on and sprinkle the dust over the logo. And I'm like, she just doesn't.
Yes, she does.
She does.
She does not.
Yes, she does.
She does one time, I think.
Maybe, but not every Disney movie and not all the time.
Only on certain Disney movies.
On the Disney Channel. Before shows.
But when we went to Disney, they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They Mandela affected themselves.
To get out of it.
Yeah.
Oh.
They re-Mandela.
Yeah.
I do think it's just weird. They made a movie. I watched it on Hulu called The Mandela Effect.
Mm.
And it was just a worse version of the butterfly effect.
That makes sense.
Good idea, movie. And then I was like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the Mandela Effect stuff is like, just stuff you, all right, Pikachu.
That's the one I was just looking at.
He has a black tail, doesn't have a black tail.
I feel like that's just so easily forgotten.
Yeah.
You remember Jaws, how he said we're going to need a bigger boat?
You're going to need a bigger
boat. Yeah, that's what he actually said.
Cheez-Its really gets me.
Why?
Because there's no Z at the end, it's just Cheez-It.
Yeah, Cheez-Its.
Not
with a Z.
No Z.
Yeah.
There's no Z.
We gotta go to the store right now.
Okay.
The one, also, here's one too, where people just, this is where, when the internet came back.
Uh-huh.
And you could check something on the fly fast.
Uh-huh.
The Luke, I am your father from Star Wars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't say that.
Well, here's what you'd have to do 30 years ago.
Okay.
some guy is like, oh, Luke, I am your father. And he's like, no, he doesn't say that. He just says, no, I am your father. And the other guy's like, no, you're full of it. Now, you can't just pop up your phone and look at, like, you got to find someone's house whose parents aren't home.
Yeah.
Grab the VHS tape, rewind it, fast forward it, do whatever it takes to get to that part of the movie.
Yeah.
And then play it. And that's a lot to prove someone right or wrong.
Mm-hmm. The one that really gets me, because I watched Snow White and said this multiple times, is that it's not mirror, mirror on the wall.
It's not what?
Mirror, mirror on the
it's
wall.
It's not what?
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
What do they say?
They say magic mirror on the wall.
Let's go off topic here.
Okay.
Trick your mom.
Okay.
I put a piece of paper in front of a cup.
Yeah.
Blocked the mirror from seeing the cup, and then told her to go stand by the mirror. I'm like, you can see the cup through the paper. And now, your mom thinks mirrors are a portal into a new universe.
But they are.
Only if they face each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you can channel into different universes. We already knew this.
But why? Okay, why can... I don't know, man. Is that this refracting of light again?
Yeah.
Mirrors?
Mirrors are a reflection of light.
Here's
the thing. You can only see in a mirror when there's light.
Here's the thing about the Snow White.
Yeah.
When I was 7 years old.
Yeah.
Played Sneezy.
Sneezy.
In the Chicago River Parks rendition of Snow White and the
Seven Dwarfs. I feel like you should have played Doc.
There was this girl who was like, she could talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of them, I could do the Ekateka-choo!
Ekateka-choo!
Wasn't much of a talker. I think I was 7.
Okay.
And just kind of farted.
Oh, okay.
Sneezed, laughed. My brother played Bashful.
That makes sense.
They, during the roll call, they skipped the sixth dwarf and called for Bashful, and Adam's like, hey, it's not my line, it's hers.
Oh.
Big laugh from the crowd. Stole the show from my sister, who was Snow White.
Oh.
I did that play. We rehearsed it every day. I still think they said mirror, mirror on the wall.
I swear they do.
My brother would later go on to play the Little Blue Bird.
Oh.
In the same play. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the gayest beer of all? Bud Light!
Oh my god.
Sponsor of the Family by Law podcast, Bud Light.
Oh my god.
You got a personality? Nope. Drink a Bud Light. Now you got something to talk about.
I see you looking up
a Mr. Rogers Mandela effect. What do you got?
It's not... You know the song that's like, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood? It's not. It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood.
Now, this is where we're getting nitpicky, and I don't really... It's okay. And I know you're just Googling.
I am Googling.
But, like, I'm saying, like, that's whatever. That's a word here, word there. I'm saying, like, where, like, the Bernstein Bears and the Bernstein Bears.
Bernstein.
That was the first one. This was in the year 2003. I first learned about the Mandela Effect.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Hold on. The guy wasn't even dead yet.
Oh me, oh my, oh bear.
Was Mandela even out of prison in 2003?
Let's Google it.
Because I remember this distinctly. I'm working at a company, so it is the year 2003. It's in a loft in downtown Chicago, where I first learned about...
He died in 2013.
Sure, but when did he get out of prison? Because how could I be reading about the Mandela Effect before Mandela was dead?
Producer?
Oh, it says that he got out 27 years after 1990, so 2007? No. Wait, that's not how it works.
Can you do math?
That's 17 years. It's 27 years after 1990 is 2017.
Let me Google it.
Wait.
Kill some time, bro.
I'm sorry. 1990?
Yeah. That's when he got out, right?
Yeah, he got out.
Okay, there we go.
1990 is when he got out.
So the whole thing, he wasn't dead yet, but they were like... Well, he didn't die in prison. He's not dead yet.
Oh.
But there was like, that was the first one. And that was the only one.
Yeah.
It was Bernstein Bears.
Bernstein.
And everyone
Bernstein?
Hung their hat on that one.
Yeah.
And now there's just every other, like, okay, here's one weird one.
Okay.
Your mom, I'm not saying she lied.
Okay.
But she swears that when Jeffrey was little, they would come up with things they always wanted to do.
Uh-huh.
And it was their bucket list.
Yeah.
And then I had to inform your mother that that phrase was not in any human lexicon before the year 2007.
Really?
There's a movie with Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson called The Bucket List. They made up the term.
Really?
They're like, yeah, it's a list of things we want to do before we kick the bucket.
Yeah, that's what I was...
But it started in 2007.
Seriously?
Yeah. But everyone can implant before 2007. No, we used to always say bucket list.
It's probably because they had a list of ideas that they wanted to do before they died. They just didn't have a name for it.
I fully believe that. But people swear, no, I had a bucket list before that movie came out. You didn't.
I mean, I'm sure somebody somewhere thought of kick the bucket.
Maybe, but list. It wasn't part of human lexicon.
Yeah, it wasn't common. That's weird.
That is weird.
I feel like I'm not old enough for that one because I don't have memories really before 2007.
So there's always been a bucket list.
Yeah.
There's always been a bucket list. Never been Twin Towers.
That's true. Because I was born in 03, so I was born 4. Building 7
fell for no reason, all right? Let's be honest. Building 7
oh
should have never fallen. They got a couple ashes on the roof, and they're like, let's blow this up. All right. 9/11 was an inside job.
Oh, my God. And you were talking about the Epstein thing?
What? Oh, yeah.
No more podcasts. No more
podcasts. See, that's a Mandela effect thing, too.
What?
That, you know, some people believe jet fuel can melt steel. Some believe it can't melt steel.
Oh, you're ridiculous. You know that?
Yeah. Are you the one drawing planes flying into buildings?
I am not.
You're 100% drawing a plane flying into two buildings.
You can't prove that.
All right.
Oh.
I guess I should have asked, since you guys weren't here.
Yeah.
What did you think of my rankings?
They were a bit chaotic.
Soccer's on top.
Soccer sport for sport? All right. So I knew you couldn't stop me. That's why I was like, he's not here. Oh, he can't pull God. The plug. What did you think of the other two?
The genocide?
Do you think I at least got that the right number one?
I mean, yeah.
Here's the thing with, I can now back that up.
Okay.
Bill Burr. Oh, by the way, I'm a stand-up comedian. Brian
Are Aldrin. You?
I've been doing stand-up comedy the better part of 2 decades.
Okay.
Bill Burr is one of the top comedians right now.
Yes.
Has been for some time.
Yes.
I opened for him 2 years in a row in Chicago. The second year, he even asked for me to open for him again.
Yes.
Did he say, hey, go get Brian Aldridge? No. But did he say, hey, get that same kid that you had last time?
Yes.
He did do that. He has a bit where he talks, and this is where I say number one was the one that I said it was.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of people are like, Genghis Khan killed. And Bill Burr says it in his act. He doesn't count those kills.
He doesn't.
Because he killed his own people.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, but I think culturally, I mean, if we're going down this road, I mean, I guess I'll engage.
There's no turning back.
Culturally, the Holocaust is one of the most influential things to impact our history.
So you would say the greatest genocide of all time?
I would say the most impactful genocide.
Okay, the greatest genocide.
The most impactful.
But you believe it happened?
Well, yeah, I do.
And you accept all of the numbers?
Yes.
Even though there's some, you know, people that say maybe...
I refuse to go down this road with you.
All right.
I have boundaries.
Okay.
All right. You know they didn't say Toto, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore?
What did they say?
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Ooh! I no one's seen that movie.
I've seen it.
No one's ever seen that movie.
I've seen it.
The Wizard of Oz?
I've seen it a few times.
No one's ever sat from the beginning and watched it to the end.
I have!
Nah, you turned it on TBS.
Oh my God.
Halfway through, huh?
Do you remember the remake?
The Wiz? The all-black cast Wiz? Yeah, I do.
I don't remember that.
We got it. He's on down the road.
I just feel like it didn't go like that.
Oh, it 100% went like that.
Are you serious?
100. Put the Wiz, he's on down the road.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. There is an all-black cast of The Wizard of Oz called The Wiz.
What year is this from?
I don't know. What a good one.
Hold on.
Wait, is this another Mandela effect?
This is not a Mandela effect.
No. I thought there was like another remake. Like,
there had to have been. Return of Oz or something like that. Or Return to the Wizard of Oz. Probably.
There was probably a million remakes.
But you stack the Wiz up against the Wizard of Oz.
They're putting the
Wiz. That's LSU versus Iowa right there.
Oh, my God.
Jeez. That is what that is.
Oh, my God.
That's what it comes down to. We know who won that one.
Oh, my God. All right. What's your favorite Mandela effect? Like, one you like to catch people with?
There's a couple of gotchas. You got your Jiffy peanut butter.
Jif
peanut butter. The Luke, I am your father, seems to be one that a lot of people are like, nah, I don't really care.
Yeah.
Even if you show me, then he says, no, I am your father. The memory of Luke, I am your father, is still implanted in their head.
Yeah.
That's how strong that one is.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is do you think that there's a point in which the cultural effect of what we all believed is going to...
Stronger. It's
yeah,
stronger
than
actual,
the facts.
It doesn't... Here's where we're going to get some... here's the truth.
Yeah.
What actually happens doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's how we feel about what happened.
Yeah.
And how it made us feel.
Yeah.
And how we remember it. And how Star Wars made me feel.
You didn't watch it.
I mean, I've almost watched it.
You've gotten really close to not being able to make
gotten
an excuse.
Really close and haven't seen a single... You know what? I have seen one Star Wars movie.
Which one?
The worst one.
The first?
Yeah.
Oh.
The one... Is it The Phantom Menace? With Jar Jar Binks? The only one I've ever seen. Here's what happened. 1997. I'm in high school. Senior year. They know that they're going to... Complete the nine. What's a nineology?
I don't know.
There's nine Star Wars movies.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we know we're going to complete it. We're going to do three prequel, three after. We got a 20-year plan. So they re-released the original three in the late 90s to get interest pumped. When they released The Phantom Menace, it's during the summer. I'm home from college. My buddies and I are out. Midnight releases of movies were not... super common.
Yeah.
Every movie pretty much releases midnight now. Or it'll even come out Thursday, 8 o'clock or whatever.
Yeah.
But the big blockbusters would have a midnight showing.
Okay.
And this one had all 16 screens.
Oh,
a midnight
God.
Showing. So they had a 1201, a 1202, a 1203. And so we're like, what's the line at the movie theater? And we pull up and everyone's dressed like Star Wars. And we're like, is this... did they read... digitalize one of the Star Wars? And then they're like, no, it's a new one. And we're like, all right, buy a ticket, watch it. And that was my introduction to Star Wars.
Oh, that was kind of a bad introduction.
Yeah.
That was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think also, you know what I think my conspiracy theory on Mandela Effect is?
What is it?
Is that companies release something... like a different type of branding, or they change it a little bit, and then they're like, eh, that didn't work. And then they just delete all the evidence of it and go to the way they had it.
They scrub it, kind of?
Yeah. And then everyone's like, I swear it happened. And they're like, no, it didn't.
What's up with left Twix, right Twix?
One actually has more caramel, and one has more cookie.
That's what they said.
They're
joking.
They're definitely joking. It's all one factory. But I think they're trying to... They're
well,
like,
it's all one factory, but I think they just... I don't know.
I gave you some homework for this episode.
Oh.
And it was to study the conspiracy theory iceberg.
Yes.
Now, there's surface conspiracies. There's, like, Some people think like QAnon. Yes. That's rookie stuff.
Rookie.
Flat Earth. That's... You're above sea level on those.
Yeah.
Did you get into any of them? Because where's Mandela effect on that?
It's got to be at the top.
It's a super basic one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, super basic.
Because I thought it got into the whole universe thing then.
No, I think it's still pretty basic.
So is this a conspiracy theory, the Mandela effect? Or is it like just us? Let's make a verdict on this.
I don't think that it's even a conspiracy theory. I think it's just a cultural phenomenon.
Yeah, I don't think the things got switched.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's a cultural phenomenon, and I think it's just something that people like because people like to think things are bigger than they are.
Yeah, they just don't want to be alone.
Yeah.
So we're recording this a couple hours later at night than we usually do. It appears that the dog is going to want to go out one more time.
Yes.
Are you promoting anything this week coming up or anything like that?
No.
No. Be on the lookout. She's being modest. Be on the lookout for a unstoppable power couple in the photography world. The photography space. These two, Karate Brian and Carlina, are artists behind the lens. They're being modest right now. I don't know if they have a page set up or anything like that, but be on the lookout of these people's photography. We got Carlina M. Photography.
It's actually Carlina M.K. Photography.
Carlina M.K. Photography. Look that up on the IG. Is IG?
Yes, yes, yes.
Not on Snapchat.
Not on Snapchat.
You'll see some pictures of our handsome man, the producer, KB, Karate Brian.
You would see Karate Brian.
You'll see probably some Sue's pictures on the road. And I'm really excited to see her getting into her artistic eye as far as photography goes. She'll see something, and, you know, let's... I'm very excited for this new...
chapter.
This new vehicle.
Vehicle.
For Carlina to express herself. Look it up. Carlina M. K. Photography on the Instagram. Yes. I don't follow it. I don't follow the page. But I will after this. I will be returning. To Northwest Indiana.
Your home state.
I am from Chicago.
You're from Northwest Indiana.
April 22nd, I'm doing a show at a yacht club. We're trying to sell it out. Here's the deal. I've been negotiated two prices. One if we do two shows, one if we do one show. I would like to make the two-show money.
Two-show money.
To make the two-show money, we got to sell the first one out at least a week before the April 22nd deadline. I'll be pressing it hard, making ads. And April 22nd, I would love to see you come out, do a show. I'll do some material that I made up on last week's podcast.
Please don't.
A lot of that stuff. Oh, that one was hysterical. You didn't listen to the whole thing, obviously. That one guy with his sign that said, "Help me have three kids."
That was pretty funny.
That was a good one.
That was good.
A lot of waving.
A lot of waving.
Those kids, a lot of waving. That's some positive feedback you guys had. We got 45 minutes in the can about the Mandela effect. It was a good get you guys back. I think I feel more reeled in, more focused, more matter of fact.
More matter of fact.
I touched on your new venture into photography, expression. If you would, Carlina, as we close this episode, tell us what expressing yourself and being an artist means to you.
I just really...